Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a very talented lady. Absolutely terrific. Awards all over the place, including an Emmy Award for her work on NYPD Blue. And she's done wonderful work over the years in Rules of Engagement, Missions to Mars, but so many other things. But her latest role is in something that's close to my heart. We did a 46-part series on Lisk, on the Long Island serial killer. And wow, when they picked up Kim Delaney to play Mary Gilbert, mother of Shannon Gilbert, for this film, I immediately my ears perked up, and I think everyone else did. Immediate credibility to, I think, an important film that so many people are ignoring the case, but maybe something like this, a move like this, and Kim Delaney being in a role like this will help bring attention to it and keep attention on, and hopefully an ongoing investigation that's not there right now. But The Long Island Serial Killer, A Mother's Hunt for Justice is the name of the film. It's a must watch, and Kim Delaney is here with us. Kim, how are you?
Doing well. Excuse me. It's great that you're aware of all this, because I think a lot of people are, Frank. But it is a film about people being kind of dismissed or not noticed, as you just said.
Yeah. And the problem is if these young ladies weren't sex workers and instead they were the everyday people's daughters, uh-huh. Everybody would be all over this, but it's the fact that they worked as sex workers that it's gotten shoved under the rug. It's terrible.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's actually the real story. I mean, like you just said, we're still looking, not we, but they're still looking for the person or persons who have done this. But it's the story about Mary Gilbert, whose daughter went missing, and she wasn't always an escort. She just those years, it's kind of when Craigslist was just starting out.
Yep.
And it was easier for the girls, and they're all between like 20 and 24 maybe, and they went on Craigslist to whatever, make some extra money, do whatever they were doing, not in their heads, and they kind of just got pushed to the side. They went missing, and nobody looked for them. And that's what this story is about, And then this mother's hunt for justice for her daughter, but it ended up being justice for a lot of other daughters, sisters, mothers that they ended up finding their bodies.
And I congratulate you on accepting.
It's pretty terrific.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and being from Long Island like you are, so you were like right smack in the middle of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, and unfortunately, everyone's sweeping it under the rug, and we tried to bring attention to it. It's very dark, and I congratulate you for taking on Mary, who's, to me, a heroic figure, but again, tragic figure, of course, and everyone knows.
Tragic figure, yeah. She was a single mom trying to do the best she could, but,
Yeah. I mean, look, after 46 episodes of doing a Lisk series and trying to get attention to this, bringing attention, it's someone like yourself, it's a film like this that could really, that really could shine some light on it. When you first saw the script, how quickly did you, really take hold the interest? Was this something that you immediately wanted to do when you heard about it? Did it take time? Did you think about it? Did you debate it? Or was this something that was a perfect fit for you?
That's a good question. Stan Brooks, the director, producer, he brought it to me and talked to me about it. And it did take me a second, because I was going, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make this accurate the best way I can, and can I live with this? Because it is a mother who's raising her kids and trying to do the best she can, but everybody failed. Like whether it's as a parent, as a system, the police failed, everybody failed. But the hope in the story, I hope that people see, is that once she saw what happened, she brought closure, not just for herself, but for a lot of other families when they found the other bodies. They went looking for Shannon, my character's daughter's body, you know, Mary's daughter's body. And they found many other bodies that nobody knew where they were for years. So the other families got some kind of closure. And I'm also from back east, and they found like four other bodies close to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
So I think that's the story. It's telling a story about a woman. It's about a lot of women, not just myself, a lot of women who just didn't stop. They kept fighting, and they helped each other to continue the fight to find answers.
You know,
and
Kim.
Still looking for the answers, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, I hope they are. I'm not sure that they are, to be honest with you.
No, they are. No, they reopened the case.
Yeah.
They just reopened.
We'll see, you know.
A year ago.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I know.
Yeah, we've been following it. I want to see how heavily people take it. But listen, from your mouth to God's ears, I've been watching this, you know, very closely. And again, like I said, I was thrilled when I saw your name attached to it, and thrilled to be talking to you here. You touched on, and I know people are waiting to talk to you, so we won't hold you too long. But this in some. In some sense, it's a story without a living hero, and boy, it's a hard story to tell. And I guess Mary and again, you brought it up. Shannon's death brought attention to this, and that's where they found. That's what motivated the finding of the other bodies, and everything else. And
yeah.
So the tragic end to Shannon is what is bringing the.
Then,
go ahead.
I was going to say, and then the tragic end to Mary.
Yeah.
Which you don't see it in the movie. It's just like in the crawls after the movie when you get to see it, if you haven't seen it yet. But, you know, her other daughter ended up killing her.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, one tragedy on top of the other. I think it's all about helping each other. I think that's part of the story.
Yeah. Oh, listen, you're...
And being aware...
Yeah, I can't wait to listen. I can't wait to watch it. Anything that you're in, I could watch. I could watch over and over.
Oh.
You're terrific. And
thank you.
But this is something different. And this is something I think very important. As was Mary, and Mary's life and death. And hopefully, it'll continue to be tugging at people. It's the largest unsolved serial killing out there. And.
Right.
And again, what you're doing here is great. Again, I know people are waiting to talk to you, Kim Delaney.
Okay. I love that you're from Long Island, so you get it. So you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'd love to have you for a longer time, one time in the future. But for now, can you give us a website, a social media site, where people could follow along with what you're doing?
I can get back to you on that.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Well, they'll Google you. They could find you. They could find you easy enough to follow what you're doing. But listen, you've done a great job. Congratulations on an incredible award-winning career, and congratulations on playing Mary Gilbert. I can't wait to watch it. Been waiting to talk to you before I see it, and we'll be talking about it as we let you go on to your other interviews. But
there's a documentary after the movie to watch, like the real-life stuff.
Yeah, are they? Hey, that's great too. All right, well, good. Well, listen, I'll point that. We'll underline all of that. Kim Delaney, thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Kim Delaney, everyone, just a wonderful talent. Thrilled that they got her to do this role. Immediate credibility for. An important film that'll keep bringing attention onto something that they've been ignoring. And I know, you know, Kim had mentioned they opened up the investigation, but let's see how hard they're trying. It's again, if it were the girls next door, which let's face it, they were the girls next door. They just ended up going down a dark path.
Exactly. They just made a choice.
know, they made a choice, and I'll tell you what, it's just, you know, and the memory of Mary Gilbert and Shannon Gilbert and all the other young ladies, and there's a gentleman in there and a toddler mixed in there, and Kim mentioned the four bodies by Atlantic City, and, you know, we think that's all tied into it. But again, watch the documentary afterwards. The Long Island Serial Killer, A Mother's Hunt for Justice, a must watch. Kim Delaney, wonderful Emmy Award winning actress, has been our very special guest, you know, from All My Children, NYPD Blue, Rules of Engagement, Mission to Mars, and everything. Just a great career. Kim Delaney has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.